Here is another commentary by Press in the Fez, a.k.a. Khalil Bendib, about the growth of the flourishing industry of torture, nationwide and abroad.
In the midst of these difficult economic times, thank God for the one remaining growth industry, the sadomasochist industrial complex, also known as the enhanced interrogation community. Looking for a job, young man? Can you say major organ failure? In the Sudan, they flog women who wear pants. In the US, we waterboard men who wear orange suits. In Israel, also known as the only democracy in the Middle East, the National Medical Association is the only one in the world to officially endorse torture. Swear to God. Their Hippocratic Oath goes something like this. First, do harm. After roughing up a Palestinian prisoner, the doctor will softly ask, where does it not hurt? Better. Meanwhile, back here in the USA, Cheney is still a dick, belly aching about the lack of torture that is endangering our nation. When in doubt, to be on the safe side, torture. No pain, no gain. In Berkeley, Professor Yu is still teaching the tricks of the trade to future generations of torture lawyers. And finally, in Washington, D.C., President Obama, after many months of agonizing over this, last week made his decision final. He's keeping Bush's much-despised extraordinary rendition program intact, but with strict new guidelines. Make no mistake about it. America does not torture. It outsources. As promised during the campaign, the president is turning a new leaf on that whole sordid chapter of American history, albeit a new fig leaf.